Roy, hello to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, a bit of a headache, as you can imagine. But I'm hanging in there.
Well, listen, your headlines in the Star today: the old enemy became the bold enemy as Ireland stuffed England's cricketers at their national game. What's gone on here? How did it happen?
Well, you know, I mean, that may have surprised some of the people, but it didn't surprise us out here. The fact is that on the last three occasions when they played England, they very narrowly beat us in Belfast, and they got off the hook in the West Indies when the rain come and the match ended up a draw. So it was no surprise to us, but of course England are renowned as a cricket nation. They're in the top four in the world, and they're one of the people's favourites to win this trophy. So, yeah, we beat them, and we beat them fair and square here, and you could say we have put Ireland once again on the cricket map.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose cricket wouldn't have been associated as the national game in Ireland, let's be honest about it. But, I mean, it's like rugby, for instance, has taken on a whole new life in recent years, and so many Irish people are subscribing to it. Another game now, cricket, that people, once you hear about a victory, the thing is, Roy, and it's associated with the country, suddenly people take notice, they sit up. This is going to get people more interested in cricket, I presume, in Ireland.
Well, very much so. And, you know, you can probably take this back to the 2007 World Cup in the West Indies when we went out as really a nobody. And, of course, we beat Bangladesh and we beat Pakistan. And that gave cricket in Ireland such a fillip. And it has really taken off from there. And we have managed to secure a wonderful sponsor in RSA. And with them sponsoring and the generosity of both governments, North and South in Ireland, we've been able now to become almost a full-time cricketing team, and the results have been shown last night.
Now, Charlie Collins was telling me when he heard that you were coming on, Roy, that you reported for Highland Radio many years ago from a far destination. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. Well, in my youth, I played cricket for Ireland, and I was a selector. And in Ireland's first venture into the World Cup in 1993, it was in Kuala Lumpur. And I was out there, and Charlie very kindly asked me to report on the games. And I did that for Highland Radio in 1993.
And I bet he paid you fair and all, didn't he?
Well, he paid me a lot better than some of the other radio stations, I can tell you.
He paid your bus fare to Derry, did he? Good man, good man. So what? You're in India at the moment anyway, so what's it like over there?
Well, the Indian people, of course, cricket on this continent here.
It's the gospel religion, isn't it?
It's their number one sport, and yeah. I mean, we have just arrived here, would you believe it, from Bangladesh, where we played last week. And on the road from our team hotel to the stadium in Bangladesh, you're not going to believe this, there were 200,000 people on the streets there to greet us.
Wow.
On the way. So that gives you an indication of what cricket is like on this continent here. And, of course, Ireland were very much one of the young kids on the block. But, you know, we're improving quickly, and whilst people would say that we shouldn't be in the World Cup, this is now the second time that they've come and beaten the big boys.
Absolutely. 200,000 people waiting for you. You must have felt like royalty.
Oh, listen, we were all like David Beckham. The opening ceremony in the stadium, there were 35,000 people in the opening ceremony at the stadium. And as I say, the coach taking us from the hotel to the ground, locals estimated 200,000. And, I mean, they didn't seem to think that that was unusual.
Well, Alan Macbeth is on the line from the cricket club in St Johnson. Alan, hello.
Hello, Sean.
Well, you just heard that 200,000 people from India lining the streets to welcome the Irish team. It's incredible. It's some turnaround, isn't it?
It is, Sean. I'd just like to congratulate Uncle my uncle there, Uncle Roy, is on the phone there.
Yeah.
I've done a great achievement, like, beating England there. Like, England was one of the top teams in the world, so I'd just like to congratulate Uncle Roy and all the Irish team.
Uncle Roy, eh?
Yeah, on behalf of St Johnson, anyway.
What about that, Uncle Roy?
Yeah, well, listen, I can give you another coincidence. The European Union headquarters in Dhaka in Bangladesh issued an invite to us to come along for a little reception. And would you believe it that the consulate there was Simpson Johnson in Donegal?
Oh, for God's
sake. A chap
sake.
Called Adams. He tells me he's the son of a Presbyterian minister who played there 30 years ago.
Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable.
So, it's a small world.
It is a small world. Listen, Alan, thank you very much.
Okay, Sean, thank you.
Thank you, and that's for you, Uncle Roy. And Eamon McLaughlin, Highland Radio's cricket correspondent, frothing at the mouth, actually, thinking of you out there and him here. Hello, Eamon.
Hello, Sean.
Well, this is great news.
Absolutely fantastic news. I mean, we knew that after the Bangladesh defeat, it was disappointing. Everybody was disappointed. We expected Ireland to win that one. And it was a must-win game yesterday, but it was against all the odds. England were 1-20 against the bookmakers yesterday, so in other words, Ireland were just completely written off. And when they had reached 111 for 5, it looked as if the bookies got it right. But this Irish side, they never give up. They do believe in themselves. And the innings of young Kevin O'Brien was absolutely superb. Just like reading the Daily Mirror in front of me, the fastest World Cup century. Ireland's run chase was the biggest in World Cup history, and one of Kevin O'Brien's sixes was the biggest six of the tournament so far. So Ireland now are making history in cricket, which is fantastic for the cricket game in Ireland.
Absolutely. And you want to ask Roy anything while he's on, Eamon?
Yeah, Roy, I heard you saying there that you had a bit of a big head after yesterday, but I'm sure the boys are all looking forward to the Indian game. I believe it's a 38,000 sellout on Sunday, and what a fantastic occasion that's going to be.
Oh, very much so, Eamon. And, you know, I mean, as I was explaining there, I mean, cricket in this continent, you have to be here to experience this. The people have been queuing in the streets for 2 and 3 nights here to get a ticket, and I've been inundated by everyone here to get a ticket for the game on Sunday. But, you know, England played India a few days ago, and as you know, Eamon, that ended up in a tie. So, you know, we're going to enter this game in much the same way as we entered England. We're going out to enjoy it. We're going out to play with a smile on our face. And really, all the pressure will be in India in this game. We'll just go out and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's just somebody's actually just reminded me, because I mentioned I'd put on Sky last night and I saw this reporter saying England were defeated by Ireland. Yes, Ireland. And I thought, God, that's very derogatory. And she didn't look very happy with it. And this person's just reminded me with a text, they were watching the same thing. It really has shocked people, hasn't it, Roy?
Oh, very much so. And, you know, I mean, the Irish love it when they can defeat England, don't they? And, I mean, you know, we had Michael Atherton here, who's one of the famous television commentators and an old English player himself. And, I mean, before the game, he was talking about England didn't need these games against the small countries. And, you know, he has such an arrogance about him that I'll tell you what, it was wonderful to secure that victory last night. But I must say, in all fairness, and as you can imagine, we had a bit of a celebration, but three of the England cricketers, Strauss, Pryor and Collingwood, came into our celebrations last night. And in fact, it was Strauss's birthday, and he enjoyed our rendering of happy birthday to him.
Well, he was with the right people anyway for a party, and I'm sure you had one, and I hope you'll have many more in the future. And Roy, it's lovely to talk to you, and very proud that a man from Derry is managing Ireland's cricket team and the victory against England. Well done, Roy. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And just before you go, I just want to tell you, of course, we have two other players from the North West. We have Boyd Rankin from Macaramison, and we have William Porterfield from Dunamana on the side as well. So we're flying the flag to the northwest.
Well done, and thanks for reminding us of that. Thanks for joining us, Roy.
Bye.
Bye. Eamon, two local men as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, one on the skipper of the side, young William Porterfield, playing county cricket, both of them now in England. And of course, William Porterfield's just moved to Warwickshire, so in fact, him and Boyd Rankin, the other local lad, are both playing for the same county next season. So it's wonderful, and a lot of young cricketers coming through in Ireland, but as Roy says, it's great that we have two locals and one of them leading the Irish side.
OK, well, listen, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Sean.
That's Eamon McLaughlin there, our cricket correspondent, bringing the news.